I was a 20-year-old backpacker. I thought I was really cool, sort of walking through the Kili fields, and you can see bones and material kind of coming up off from the ground, and you do have this kind of incredible sense of the reality of the death. But maybe at that time, you could forgive them for having just left it, but it's just been left. You know, despite there has been some conversation and slight protest coming from Buddhist organizations about, well, is it really appropriate to leave these bones here?
Yeah.
But I think it's been left there because it's feeding into this kind of raw backpacker sort of experience that people want to have when they go to Cambodia. And part of that is going to Angkor Wat and so on, or having a happy pizza or something in Phnom Penh. But part of it is sort of like, oh, yeah, I really felt the killing fields. I felt the Pol Pot thing.
Yeah.
So I think that actually the fantasy, in a sense, or the desire that the backpacker tourist has about the place is understood by the curators, and they're feeding that desire, okay? Yeah. Which is a completely normal tourism situation, right? That tourist comes with an exotic fantasy about the place. Local tourism service or product provider tries to interpret that fantasy, experiments, and then eventually, if they're successful, finds what the tourist desire about the place is and commodifies that for them to consume.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're too focused on authenticity about the place, or you're offering something too complex or that doesn't meet the tourist expectations, then you're going to fail.
Yeah.
And I think we see the same thing going on in dark tourism sites in that way.